الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذ قلنا ادخلوا هذه القرية فكلوا منها حيث شئتم رغدا وادخلوا الباب سجدا وقولوا حطة نغفر لكم خطاياكم وسنزيد المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, yesterday we spoke about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the Bani Israel in Wadi Tih, in a wilderness for a period of 40 years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still bestowed them with favors. Allah conferred upon them some of His favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them from the heat of the sun. Allah gave them food and drink. Allah provided for them food from Jannah, man and salwa. And then Allah says, "Kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum." Then now eat from the pure things that we have provided you with. Allah says, they did not wrong us, they did not harm us in any way. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ But they wronged themselves. Now how did they wrong themselves? This is the question. Mufassirin mentioned that the meaning of this is in the current verse that we have just recited right now. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ Allah says, and remember when we said, enter this qarya, this town, and eat from this town plenteously, however you wish, however you will. وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا Allah says, and when you enter the doors of this town, then how should you enter? You should enter in the condition that you are prostrating before Allah, or you are bowing down before Allah. And then Allah says, وَقُولُوا And then say, حِطَّة حِطَّة in Arabic means, حُطَّ عَنَّا خَطَايَانَا That forgive our sins for us, Ya Allah. نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ Allah says, if you enter in this manner, we will forgive for you your sins. Allah says, and we always increase the good doers in good. Here this verse, Mufassirin are of the view that this verse could refer to one of two incidents. The first view of the Mufassirin is that this verse is connected to the previous verse. And if it is connected to the previous verse, then this is basically a continuation of the previous verse. And remember where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the previous verse, Allah said, we provided them and we said that eat from the wholesome and pure things that we provided you with. And then Allah says, they did not wrong us in any way, they wronged themselves. So how did they wrong themselves? Mufassirin mentioned that a time came in that Wadi Tih, in that wilderness, where Banu Israel, they became tired of eating the same kind and same type of food, that is the man and salwa. And this is when they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when they asked Musa to supplicate and invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, ask Allah to provide us or to produce for us that which, or to bring forth for us that which the earth produces. We want to eat vegetables, we want to eat that thing which we are accustomed to, that thing which we are used to eating before man and salwa. So this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verses that are coming, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ وَاحِدٍ They said that we do not want to eat one type of food. So ask Allah to bring forth for us from that which the earth produces. We want herbs, we want to eat some cucumbers, min baqliha, wa qithaiha. We want to eat some garlic, wa fumiha, wa adasiha, wa basaliha. We want to eat some lentils, we want to eat some onions. So they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them something that they were used to eating before man and salwa. And man and salwa, this is food from Jannah. So Allah says, وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ They wronged themselves, how? By being ungrateful, by showing this ingratitude and ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah of that food that Allah provided them with from Jannah. So Mufassirin mentioned that this verse refers to this incident. So it's a continuation of the same it's a continuation of the previous verse. Allah says, now when you enter this qarya, Allah told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, since they asked for this, I will provide that. I will give it to them. But you have to take these people, the Banu Israel, to a certain town. Some names are mentioned for this town. Some Mufassirin say the town, Allah knows best which town is meant. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was told that take the Bani Israel to a certain village. And when you come to this village, Allah says, فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا Then tell them they can eat plenteously from wherever they want because this is what they asked for. They asked for what the earth produces. This is what they wanted to eat. Allah says, then tell them they can eat. وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا Allah then tells them, but Allah gives them some guidelines on how to enter this village. When you enter the doors of this village, Allah says, enter the door in the condition that you are prostrating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or bowing down before Allah. وَقُولُوا And now when you enter, say, حِطَّةٌ Ya Allah, forgive our sins. حِطَّة, forgive our sins. Allah says, if you do so, we will forgive your sins. Now this incident, as I mentioned, is a continuation of the previous verse. This is the view of the minority of Mufassirin. According to the majority of Mufassirin, they mentioned that this verse got nothing to do. It's not connected to the previous verse. So it's not a continuation of the previous verse. Rather, this verse refers to an incident that happened after Wadi Tih. They remained in that wilderness for a period of 40 years. After 40 years, Banu Israel, now they realized that they were wrong. They disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now they wanted to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now they decided that they will wage war against the Amalika. As we mentioned yesterday, Amalika, they were, or Sham was under the rule and the dominion of the Amalika at that time. So Amalika, they snatched this land from the Banu Israel. Now Banu Israel, they realize this, that they have to come to fight and wage war against the Amalika, who were at that time presiding in Sham. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said they will obey the command of Allah. Remember, Sham does not refer to Syria only. It's not restricted to referring to Syria only. Sham refers to Syria, Palestine, Baytul Maqdis, Jordan, Urdun, parts of Turkey, and other countries that are around Syria. All of them are part of Sham. So here they come to Sham. So Allah says, now when you come to Sham, and when you are going to conquer Baytul Maqdis, then this is how you should conquer. When you enter the door sujjadan. You should bow down, and then you should say, Hitta, then Ya Allah, forgive our sins for us. Before that, Allah says that eat from there plenteously. We all know that Sham is Al-Abdul Mubarakah. It is a blessed land. Allah bless Sham with plenteous of fruit, plenteous of food. Sham used to be, it is mentioned in the books of history, that Sham used to be the Markazu Tijara. As we say, the trade center, or the world trade center. Sahaba and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they would also travel to Sham and do trade. Sahaba would import they would import from Sham, and they would also export to Sham. So at that time, Sham was regarded as the Markazu Tijara. So, وَفَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ Eat from there plenteously. And then Allah says, وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةً Say, Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Allah says, if you do so, we shall forgive you. Now, what did these people do? فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ When they were entering Sham, or when they were about to conquer Baytul Maqdis, Allah says, these people, the wrongdoers, they changed this word that was said to them. They're supposed to say, Ya Allah, forgive our sins for us. But they substituted this word for another word. And what did they say? They said, Hinta, as mentioned in Bukhari. They said, we want wheat. Because this is what they asked for, what the earth produces. So they said, we want wheat. They sound very similar. So that is, they were making a joke, they were making a mockery of the word. They said, instead of saying Hitta, they said Hinta, Ya Allah, we want wheat. In the riwayat of Muslim, Habbatun fi sha'ra. They asked for a grain amidst barley. This is what they wanted. So Allah says, فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ They substituted this word that they were supposed to say for another word. On account of that, فَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجِزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ لِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ Besides the fact that they said hinta, Mufassirin mentioned that they were also asked to enter the city whilst in the condition that they make sajda, or they bow down before Allah. But how did they enter? The riwayah mentions, يَزْحَفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَسْتَاهِهِمْ They came into the city crawling on the buttocks. So they did something opposite to what they were supposed to do. So Allah says, now this reached the height of impertinence, and here this is the way they behaved here was very rudely to Allah. So Allah says, on account of that, Allah sent upon the zalimin, the oppressors, an azab, a punishment, rijzam minas sama, a punishment from the sky on account of their sinning. And what is this punishment referring to? Mufassirin mentioned this refers to a ta'un, and ta'un means a plague. The hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that at-ta'unu rijzun azabun udhiba bihi man kana qablakum. Ta'un is an azab. Plague is an azab. The communities of the past were destroyed by plagues. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them a plague, and this plague then destroyed 70,000 from the Bani Israel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Alhamdulillah.